Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of our favorite baseball analysts from Fox Sports and the Flippin' Bats pod, Ben Verlander, back with us on The Score by way of the Circa Resort and Casino hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again, guys. Always fun.
Of course, man. Well, we feel like when we follow you on social media that you're watching every Angels game. And it was a good time to talk to you with them playing the White Sox. And you tweeted, Mike Trout is homered and Shohei Ohtani is 3-for-3 with a homer, two doubles and a walk. And the Angels trail 10-4. Incredible. It's kind of the story of the franchise, right? Like, how has this team not figured out how to be good despite having the greatest baseball player ever and modern-day Babe Ruth?
You know, I was just talking about this a little while ago today, and it almost feels like they just don't know how to do things right. Like, the blueprint that they have just doesn't work. You know, let's give the best players in baseball at the time a massive contract. Josh Hamilton, Albert Pujols, Anthony Rendon, and let's add them to our team. And it just backfires miserably, and it really is fascinating. You know, like, baseball is the only sport. If you added the two similar talents to other sports, basketball, if you added a Mike Trout-esque talent, which is arguably LeBron James, and Shohei Ohtani to the same team, they're winning a championship. This team can't even get over 500. It's remarkable how funny baseball can be, and it really is sad. And I think the world deserves Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani in the playoffs on the biggest stage, and it just doesn't look like we're going to get it.
I feel like this is unprecedented, Ben. I mean, in this town, we're used to hearing about and talking about, like, Ernie Banks and Billy Williams and other Hall of Famers on the Cubs, and, oh, they were bad. Well, guess what? From 67 to 72, the Cubs were over 500 every year. They just couldn't get over the hump to get to first place. The Angels, the last seven seasons, the closest they have finished is 10 games back in the last seven seasons, under 500 every year. And this is multiple GMs, too. Multiple GMs now, multiple managers. And the way you're talking about it, is it Artie Moreno? Is it an inability to lead, you know, fiscally and financially in a sensible way?
I think they have massive financial issues in terms of just how their roster is built and in terms of where they have all their money tied up. And if you have a guy like Anthony Rendon, who you're paying $30+ million a year, who hasn't seen the field for the better part of a season in a couple of years now, I mean, the guy's not playing. It's like, what do you do? And this, you know, the new GM comes in, Perry Manassi, and he appears to do things the right way. You know, his first draft, they drafted all pitchers. It was 25 for 25 across the board, all pitchers. And you think, okay, they're doing it the right way. And then they bring in this year Aaron Loop and Archie Bradley and Noah Syndergaard, Michael Lorenzen, re-sign Iglesias. And you think, okay, maybe they are doing this the right way. And then Anthony Rendon goes down, and it never appears to work out. So you end up just tuning into Angels games to watch Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, and for them to lose 10-4 to the Chicago White Sox, rinse and repeat over and over and over.
I had never looked at this. So Shohei Ohtani just goes into the last year of arbitration next year and then is an unrestricted free agent at 29 years old in 2024. Yep. So one, he's definitely leaving Anaheim in 2 years, right? And two, what the hell is that guy going to get paid as a 29-year-old free agent?
Yeah, well, that's the whole – exactly. And I remember hearing some rumblings of they started to discuss the Angels an extension, and it was, you know, for the most amount of money we have seen, obviously, he's two All-Stars in one. And I believe the Angels said that was a non-starter for them. You know, don't quote me there. But along the lines of they started to have discussions, and the Angels were like, we don't want to pay that much. And now they haven't had discussions anymore. So you have to believe, one, Shohei is worth that money, and somebody will certainly pay him more than anybody has been paid before. And two, are we looking at like a move to the Dodgers or the Yankees? For, I mean, you got to imagine he wants to stay on the West Coast for the Japanese time difference and stuff. So, like, is he on the move when he's up? I mean, he said all he wants to do is win ball games, and he made that very clear. And the goal coming into this year for the Angels is, okay, we have to start winning. Let's do this, this, and this. Well, now we just have them having massive brawls, and one of the guys they bring in breaks his elbow because he fell over the rail on the brawl. And it's like, what is going on in Anaheim? Is Shohei even going to be there in a couple of years? I don't know.
This particular Angels bats, and we can move on to other stuff, but this particular team this year, like, the bottom of that lineup is trash, right? I mean, the bullpen is trash. Two starters from the rotation have been sent down by now. Maybe this was not all on Joe Maddon, is what we're learning.
I agree. Have you seen the, like, it's now famous from 2021, but the tweet making fun of the Angels that just seems to get thousands of more retweets a day? Have you seen this tweet?
I think so, where the guy made up a picture that Shohei has done something. Yes.
And it is so true. And I tweeted my tweet last night, and I thought about it. He said, every time I see an Angels highlight, it's like Mike Trout hit three home runs and raised his average to .528, while Shohei Ohtani did something that has never been done before since Tungsten Arm O'Doyle of the 1921 Akron Groomsmen, as the Tigers defeated the Angels 8-3.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. The Groomsmen, the Akron Groomsmen, not a very competitive bunch.
More
really.
People named Tungsten. We're talking to Ben Verlander from Fox Sports, MLB analyst. You watch all of it, obviously, but we're following it basically every inning of every day. What's your perspective on the biggest issues for why the White Sox are underachieving?
Well, one, I would start with the manager, the guy leading the way. And it's tough for me to start there because you can't blame everything on a manager. That's just not how baseball works. There's a lot of issues going on, but I do believe that plays a factor, especially when you have a team full of young studs, to be honest with you. Guys that love the game of baseball, that play with an energy and a passion, and that don't care about the unwritten rules of baseball when there is a guy leading the way that plays by the unwritten rules of baseball. I just don't think that helps them. This team is far too talented to be under .500. You know, we've seen in the last couple of nights how they can hit. You know, last night they put up a bunch of runs, and that's how talented this team is. So, one, you know, you want to see, I'm tired of seeing injuries around the White Sox, and I just want to see them all be healthy together, but they are still talented enough to win the AL Central with the team and the players that they have out there at any given time. So you don't like to point to a manager, but at a certain point you just look around and it's like, there needs to be a change made here. And I don't foresee one happening with the current situation there, but I do believe that's a big problem there in Chicago.
Yeah, it is a problem. I think we both agree with you that nothing is going to happen with it, and they just have to hope for nights like last night where they slug like crazy. Who is more of a threat to run away, if either one are, the Twins or the Cleveland Guardians at this point?
I don't think either runs away. I do think it ends up being a dogfight in the division. I think the Twins are the bigger threat there. I think the Guardians are a great story. What they have done this year is surprising, and nobody saw this coming, but I don't foresee them being a playoff team, and we could be talking in a couple months from now, and you could say, haha, Ben, you're so dumb, like your playoff bracket last year, but maybe not.
That
so,
was dumb.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Well, I did pick the White Sox to win the World Series, but that might be the dumb, you know, that didn't work out very well for me. I just don't foresee them being a playoff team, and I think the Twins are the better team. I think the Twins add at the trade deadline and propose a real threat to the team that should win the AL Central that it's just going to be harder and harder the longer we get into the season in the White Sox.
Ben Verlander, what the hell's up with your brother, man? Like, seven innings of four-hit ball against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium last time. Today, eight innings of two-hit shutout ball against the Mets.
He's good.
He's 39. He's steamrolling towards another Cy Young. Is he doing anything differently, like smarter, or has he changed anything methodology-wise, as far as you know, or is this just picking up where he left off?
You know, it's a little bit of a combination. And before he went down and before he missed the time that he missed, Justin was pretty much the same pitcher throughout his career. You don't mess with him on start days. You don't talk to him. Very serious about his business. It's eyes on the prize. It's not taking a moment to appreciate things. And to some degree, that has changed a little bit this year. He's still a guy you don't mess with on start day, but having his daughter and spending that time with her that he did over the course of the 2 years that he was down really allowed him to come back and have an appreciation for what's happening. Take in some moments. Yes, he's all business, but he's not as like laser focused on certain things. That he's able to just appreciate things, take in the moment, and it's resulted in a really awesome year, man. I would be remiss if I didn't say how proud I was to see this happening. And look, I know I'm in the media world, and he's my brother, and he's on another team in Major League Baseball, and I'm not supposed to be biased, but when it comes to my brother, I will be, man. I am so proud of him and what he has been doing, and it makes me emotional seeing what he's been doing this year, and I couldn't be more proud of him, and I really do. I love him, and I love what he's doing.
Hey, Ben, it's baseball, man. This isn't like a Cuomo brothers situation, okay? No one's going to be like, that Ben Verlander's biased towards Justin Verlander. I can no longer listen to the Flippin' Bats pod.
Go on my Twitter, and you can see that, you know, there are a million people that want to be that. I'm just like, okay, screw you guys. You know what? Who cares? He's my brother. He's a major leaguer. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday, and I'm going to talk about him if I want to.
Yeah, well, you should.
Bunch of losers.
You can tell us stuff that nobody else knows. Absolutely.
Ben, as always, man, thank you so much. We appreciate the time.
Of course, guys. Always love coming on. Thanks for having me.
That's Ben Verlander from Fox Sports and the Flippin' Bats pod. I like talking to that guy. I mean, I didn't know. His ERA's in the twos, low twos.
Who, Verlander?
Justin Verlander again?
Dude, he's outrageous. He's ridiculous.
Only an elite team like the White Sox with a great approach offensively can beat a man like Justin Verlander.
That's the worst start of his season by far. He didn't even get four innings, gave up nine hits. The freaking White Sox. And now he's in New York, like, sticking it up the giggy of both the Yankees and the Mets.
Dude, should have been a Cub. He should have been a Cub.
If they hadn't traded for Quintana, he would have been a Cub.
I know.
They didn't have anything left. Tigers would have happily taken some combo of Cease and Eloy.
And I'm glad you said that, because one of Rick's best cuts from today was talking about the Cease and Eloy trade and his conversation with Theo.
Bourbon and a buddy. We hear what did Shane get out of Rick Hahn? We begin to go through it coming up at 4 o'clock. One of the damnedest things happened in that White Sox game last night. We discuss next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.